The 1960s saw a revolution in popular music. Dusty Springfield helped define the sound of the decade. Openly bisexual at a time when homosexuality was stigmatized, she used her platform to promote LGBTQ rights and acceptance.
Nothing's changed for a lot of people who don't announce their sexuality because it's not good for business.
Today's theme is Disney royalty, and it's our tiny chef's job to create a dessert inspired by a prince or princess from their favorite Disney movie. But Madeline has decided to surprise the judges with a royal choice with a bit of a twist.
I knew coming into this finale that I'd take you to a whole new level.
That's coming up next on Pint-Sized Pastries. Meanwhile, back at Cupid's Cove, Marley and Stella are still shocked, thinking that Jess has been dumped. But not as shocked as we are by the dodgy lightning here. Guys, can we turn the lights up, please? Much better. They have no idea that Jess will be back and escorting in two new tasty treats for the ladies that'll have Jordan green with envy. For an action so routine, walking is shockingly complicated. Researchers have long observed that when we walk, our planted leg bounces twice before swinging into the next step. That is, the knee bends and extends once when the foot first touches down, then again just before takeoff. But the function of the second bounce has never been clear.
Our understanding of the history of walking is dead wrong. It was much more complex than that.
Now, scientists have begun to unravel that mystery. Something momentous was in the air during the dying days of the Neolithic era in the south of Britain. It cast a spell over inhabitants and stirred them into a frenzy of monument building. People who lacked metal tools, horsepower, and the wheel erected many of Britain's grand avenues of standing stone. The most famous relic of that long-ago building boom is Stonehenge.